My wife and I have been coming to Palm Springs for the last 7 years. We have stayed in the desert anywhere from 1 month to over 4 months. We came here initially because we were having our home remodeled that would take up to 3 months, and a good friend and colleague suggested we check into Palm Springs. We did, and we have been coming ever since. Palm Springs has a vibrant downtown that has vastly improved even since we have been coming here. So, this time I decided to talk with Joe Wallace. He is the CEO of the Coachella Valley Economic Partnership. Tourism is the real bread and butter of this area, but they're collectively realizing because of COVID, they're going to have to do something different other than tourism and retirement to just diversify the economy. Joe Wallace and many others are advocating that the Greater Palm Springs area entice more high-tech industries to the area. Now, if you're thinking about making a change or perhaps splitting your time between Seattle or want to live in Palm Springs full-time, this is a conversation you're going to want to listen to. And now we have a local connection. The Seattle Kraken minor league hockey team will be playing in the Palm Springs area in a couple of years. Many people from Seattle actually come down here and spend a lot of time. You see a lot of Washington plates. Since most people have lived somewhere else prior to coming to Palm Springs full or part-time, I asked Joe what initially brought him to this area.
I was here for 3 weeks in 2006, and it's because my daughter was Miss Teen Indiana, and the pageant was the first thing held in the new convention center in Palm Springs over behind the hotel there. And in 2006, there was just nothing going on in downtown Palm Springs. I mean, you could have set up a rifle in the middle of the street and shot in both directions. You wouldn't hit anything. But now, I mean, pre-COVID, it was booming. Every night people are down there. All the restaurants full. In the last 10 years, downtown Palm Springs has gone from being a sleepy desert place, sort of a has-been place, to a hopping place. And we're showing up on all of these lists of top 10 places to go. And for a town of 50,000, that's just amazing to show up on the same list as Paris, London, and New York, and San Francisco.
Your whole effort now is to get out that story to a lot of different people. You are looking at really wanting to expand your image and also go deeper dive into bringing higher paying jobs, essential jobs to this area.
Yes, that is exactly right. You know, we have one of the most highly developed tourism industries on the planet. But what happened this year made us very acutely aware. It's diversify this economy, use some of the cash stream that's available from all of these people that are coming out here for music festivals, dance parties. And, you know, they spend $50 million or so per year. Right now, we are poised to attract a whole lot of technology-based professionals, bringing in technical professionals who can telecommute. You know, they can buy the kind of a house here you can buy for between $500,000 and $1 million. You know, if we could get 3,000 technological professionals in here, that's a core group that would establish us as a place to go to hire them. So then maybe you can actually attract a business that wants to put together a team of 5, 10, or 25 engineers to develop something new and say the Internet of Things space, cybersecurity.
One of the things that I've been struck by coming down here, and I'll say to people, you know, why not Hawaii? I've called this the one movie flight. You put on one movie, 2 hours, you're touching down by the time that movie is over. The Palm Springs Airport is one of the nicest airports I've ever been to. It's easy to get in and out of it. And then the airport is like 5-8 minutes away from where we're staying now. And so that's one of the reasons that we have attracted ourselves coming down here. And, you know, the other thing is you talk about technology with the Zoom calls. I can run my radio show, which I'm doing now, being in Palm Springs. So I can do this remotely. And I agree with you totally on that. Those opportunities for coming this way are wide open.
Yeah, the airport that you speak of, isn't it spectacular?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I was looking at, your video, which I think is very well done, that series, the webinar, you've been wanting to do this for a long time, but Cremona has made it just more timely to get some of what you're talking about implemented faster.
You know, we've got two schools of thought here. There are some who would say, you know what, it's sunny here, this is a natural place for tourism, and that's what we've done forever, and that's what we're going to keep doing, and we'll never do any of these other things. And, you know, I try not to listen to them. You know, in my annual address, I said that the virus of the century has created the opportunity of the century. Every weakness that we've had has been exposed by this. And it's messed us up. And, you know, we've got to come out of it better. But by and large, job one is to get the tourism back going.
Certainly. And when we talk about bringing essential jobs down here in technology, are there like top job opportunities or type of jobs and employment that you would like to attract here?
Well, technology-based and not fully developed, you know, if you were looking at the top of it. So for cybersecurity would be one of them. You know, it's a very rapidly growing job base. You know, for every one that gets hired, there's probably four more that open up. And, you know, every day you turn on the television, it's anything that's not political is usually a hack. You know, the second big opportunity here is the expansion of esports. We have a small kernel of people that are doing that here now. And on Wednesday nights before COVID hit, but I think they've started back up there. The Agua Caliente reservation has a casino in Rancho Mirage. And on Wednesday nights, they had the gaming nights. And, you know, they were getting to where, you know, a couple of hundred people were showing up. People are paying to watch grandmasters of esports play. They set the servers up for these games in remote locations. So if you're going to have a tournament between, you know, people in Palm Springs area and people in, say, Atlanta, they'd probably choose a server in Kansas City or Omaha or somewhere like that because of the time it takes to get it there. And you will never see big gaming in Hawaii because it takes, I think it's 2.5 extra milliseconds for the information to get from Hawaii to the mainland. And, you know, so that's an advantage. It's just like robo trading on Wall Street. If you're a little bit faster, you can enhance your earnings. We certainly are interested in other technologies, but you know, I don't think we're going to get an Intel to come out here. You know, they made the jump to, I think it's Glendale, Arizona for manufacturing. So when they put up new manufacturing, it's been Arizona and Oregon. They moved it out of California, largely because of regulations and taxes, just like Elon Musk. You know, our dear state is getting, bad news. You know, and, you know, some
you
people
called
say,
it,
oh,
I think in the video,
news,
you know, called it the Musk effect.
Yes, the Elon Musk effect. He has a contract with his board of directors, and his contract, he's going to earn $50 billion, yeah, with a B, in bonuses in the next couple of years. If he remains resident of California, he has to pay the state. And if they pass this new, what they call millionaires or billionaires tax, he will have to give the state of California $8.4 billion. That's also with a B. Texas has no income tax. So, you know, I always ask this in my presentations. I say, anybody that wouldn't go move to Texas for 2 years for $8.4 billion, please raise your hand. I've never seen a hand go up.
One other connection that we have, Seattle and Palm Springs, we have the Seattle Kraken, the NHL team that's due to start playing next year. And the minor league hockey team was due to start at the same time down in this area, but it kind of hit a bump in the road. But I think ultimately they will come in play, and I think in Palm Desert now. Could you shed some light on that?
Well, yes. I have met via Zoom with the team. They have intention to build a arena, and It's right adjacent to Palm Desert. I'm very interested in what it is that they're going to be able to do. They haven't asked for incentives, and they when they were working with the tribe, they were very, I'll say, outwardly proud of, you know, going forward with this program without big incentives from taxpayers. And, you know, it's their money, it's their game, they know what they're doing. And, you know, as long as they are going to invest all their own money to make this happen, let's get it going.
My thanks to Joe Wallace, Chief Executive Officer of the Coachella Valley Economic Partnership. I suggest that you Google Coachella Valley Economic Partnership if you want to find out more about the greater Palm Springs area. On the site is a webinar series called The Desert We Want. You find out about real estate opportunities, tourism, festivals, arts and culture, health and medicine, and economic possibilities in the future. Also, there is a fascinating story on the Salton Sea, the largest lake in California. Now, I'd never heard of the Salton Sea before I came down here, but again, it's the largest lake in California. It has gone through incredible challenges, but is hopefully on the way back.